Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are celebrating the 44th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, as we are sure that all of you, wherever you are also celebrating the 44th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. We are talking about the divine principles of the Islamic Revolution and the reaction of its enemies. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are here celebrating the 44th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, still going strong till the present day. We had a question that we were thinking about, and that is, well, what are some of the divine principles of the Islamic Revolution? And once this Islamic Revolution took place, what was the reaction of its enemies? In order to talk a little bit about this, we decided to invite Sheikh Ali Qomi from the Islamic Republic of Pakistan. So let's go ahead and invite him and start the talk show. Sheikh Ali Qomi, Assalamu alaikum, and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
So Sheikh Ali, it's so nice to have you here on the talk show as we celebrate the 44th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. 44 years, mashallah, that's quite a long time, especially for a revolution. Of course, you know, some of the viewers, and including myself, you know, we kind of wonder what this Islamic Revolution, which has lasted for 44 years, what is it based upon? What are some of the principles that have, you know, are within this Islamic Revolution? And we also kind of wanted to talk about, based upon these divine Islamic, principles of the Islamic Revolution, what would the reaction of the enemies be? We hand it over to you in the name of Allah.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani al-a'in ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Jazakallah Sayyid, congratulations to you, congratulations to all the viewers. You know, it definitely is a joyous moment where we all celebrate, we come together and be happy about the Islamic Revolution, the Islamic Republic, and the divine system of Wilayatul Faqih. And, you know, Imam Khomeini and even Imam Khamenei, they have called it to be Eid al-Akbar, right? This is, you know, the biggest Eid for Muslims.
The greatest Eid, yeah, Eid al-Akbar.
Why is it the greatest Eid? Because this is where the wish and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has materialized, right? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان العين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةً وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ So when you look at this verse of Quran where Allah says, and we wanted to confer upon those who were oppressed in the land and make them the leaders and make them the inheritors. You see that the ultimate and absolute manifestation of that is Imam Zaman alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. But during his occultation, paving the way for his reappearance, the Islamic Republic of Iran becomes that, you know, mini mistake of this, right?
This prelude.
This is a prelude, this is a precursor to that reappearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. This gives hope to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred favor upon the oppressed people, and now they're in charge of this place called Islamic Republic of Iran. This entire system, right, it is, you know, a good news for the believers, you know, especially the believers. They know that this is something that is doable, right?
Sure.
At a bigger scale, at, you know, worldwide, you know, at a larger scale. This is something that is, inshallah, going to happen.
So Sheikh Ali, with that introduction, of course, with the verse of the Holy Quran, I mean, so we're here, we want to talk about some of these principles of the Islamic Revolution. I mean, if you could go ahead and tell us, you know, a few of these founding principles that are within the Islamic Revolution, please.
Well, it's a long discussion, and many great scholars of Islam, they have written extensively on it, and they have expounded on different divine principles that are at work when it comes to the system of Wilayatul Faqih, right? But I've shortlisted, let's say, three of those divine principles or divine concepts, rather, that you know, this system is implementing or is trying to implement, you know, from the very get-go, from its inception up until now, mm-hmm. right? The first one of it is the system that is supposed to rule over the world and the earth. It is a system which has to come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. So what do we mean by that?
Sure.
When you go in the history, the system of prophethood, right, that was the system that was tasked to manage the affairs of this world.
Yes.
Right? Then, you know, the extension of that after the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he departed this world, it was the system of imamah. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. The system of imamah continued till when? Till the last imam, the divinely appointed imam, Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, he went into occultation.
Right.
Right? Till then, so this up, system was...
Up until then, this system is continuing. There's right. no break.
There's no break.
Right, yes.
Right?
Okay.
This yeah. system was tasked to manage the affairs of the people, of the societies, of the world. Right? Mm. So after the occultation, what happened to this principle of Islam? Or principle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, principle of all the adiyane ilahi, as mm-hmm. we call it, the divine religions, right?
The sunnat of Allah.
Well, guess what? It's
right?
still intact. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it still was intact after the you know, the occultation of Imam Zaman alayhi salam.
Yes.
Right? But that system changed its title to the wilaya of the fuqaha, the mm-hmm. faqih. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. It is the fuqaha who are the in charge of the Muslim ummah now. They are supposed to rule and implement the system of Allah on this earth. Same yes. thing that the prophets were supposed to do, same things that the imams were supposed to do. So this system of wilayatul faqih is nothing but an extension of that divine wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the planet earth. Mm-hmm. Right? So this is the first concept and the founding principle of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah ta'ala alayhi, he said that why are we not implementing this divine system? Why is it that this Shah is ruling over us? He has sure. nothing to do with Islam, right? He sure. is not the rightly appointed person to manage the societies.
Of course, he's corrupt, he's evil, he's subservient to Western powers.
Right. So yeah. Imam Khomeini raised a very basic question that I believe every Muslim should be asking in any given point in time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Why in the world is, you know, this person ruling over me, right? Mm-hmm. Imam Khomeini said...
Yeah, who gave this person the right to rule over
the authority
yeah.
to rule, right? Mm-hmm. Imam Khomeini said that we have to go back to the drawing board and we have to go to the roots of Islam, which is that the divine authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be implemented for the societies. And the people, they need yeah. to accept it, right? So this yeah. is the first founding principle. The second founding principle is that as Islamic Republic, you know, it is a combination of Islamic and Republic.
And Republic, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So this means the four walls are Islamic. Mm-hmm. And then there is a say of the people. Mm-hmm. There is a consent of the people
right.
upon
right.
whom the system of Wilayatul Faqih is going to be enforced.
Sure.
These people, they want the system of a faqih ruling or being that absolute authority in the country.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So this is where the concept of, as they call it in Farsi, Mardum Salari Adini comes mm-hmm, into the play. Mm-hmm.
Which is right? a very common term,
right?
It's especially like, in the speeches of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei.
Exactly. It's popular religious governance.
Popular, mm-hmm, meaning right? the people.
Or mm-hmm. people-oriented mm-hmm. religious right, government, right?
Popular.
That mm-hmm. people have a say whether they want the system or not. It is not by any means by force. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. to kind of testify to what I'm saying, when the Inqilab came, the revolution came about, mm-hmm. Imam Khomeini had everything in its own place and everything was set to be ruled by Imam Khomeini. What did he say? He said, at that point, he said, yes. mm-hmm. Let's do mm-hmm. the
referendum.
Referendum. Mm-hmm.
In right? which 98.2% of the people right. Voted for the Islamic
this
Republic.
This doing referendum is based on the Islamic principle of Mardum Salari Adini, mm-hmm. that people mm-hmm. have to accept the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it to be implemented over them.
Right.
There's
right.
no force, right?
Right.
98% or
right.
more,
right.
they accepted that we want Islam to be ruling in our societies and a faqih to be the ruler of the country, and hence the system was materialized. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The third founding principle, or the divine principle, or the divine concept, is the struggle of the oppressed against the oppressors.
Mm-hmm. This is very, something very, very beautiful principle.
Very built into the foundation of the Islamic Republic, right?
and it's really built into the foundations of Islam.
Islam itself, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The principle comes from Islam. The opposition to the oppressors and the support to the oppressed, it is an established principle of Islam, mm-hmm, in the light of Quran, verses of Quran, and the traditions of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Mm-hmm. And we can bring citations, you know,
left and right from every single imam, and really even the will of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he tells his own sons, you know, to support, right,
exactly.
You see, and the seerah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he is constantly opposing the oppressors of his time, he's constantly helping the...
Their own lives, you know.
This is exactly in reality
why the
Islam.
Imams, yeah. They were martyred. This is why the prophets of Allah, they had to go through tortures and boycotts and so on and so forth, right?
Sure,
because
sure.
They were standing up for the oppressed. And they were standing up against the oppressors. So naturally, the oppressors are not going to like that, right?
Right, right.
They're like, who is this person challenging me, right? Why in the world is he allowed to challenge me? So let's just go kill him. Let's just throw him in a jail or a dungeon, right? Or put him under house arrest, you know, harass him, his family, his friends, so on and so forth, right?
Yes, yes.
This is something that has been going on. This is the third founding principle, which is, again,
to
supporting
help
the oppressed
and support the oppressed
and opposing the oppressor.
And opposing the oppressor. Yeah.
So based on this, we say that this system of Wilayatul Faqih is the divine system of governance. It's a people-oriented, popular system of governance. And by the way, Imam Khamenei in one place said it very eloquently. He said that the world has seen Marxism, communism, democracy, so on and so forth, right?
Sure.
God knows what, right? All these systems, right?
Man-made systems, which have brought us to the brink of destruction.
Exactly. He said, Islam does not accept any of those systems. Islam accepts imamah, Islam accepts wilayah.
Because this is a God-given system,
exactly.
Right? And so when he says we don't accept any other system, is because these are all non-God systems.
Exactly, they're
all man-made,
systems.
Non-divine systems, and of course these non-divine systems, as I said, are bringing us to the brink of destruction.
So guess what? The enemies are not going to like it, right? So they're going to do what? They're going to attack the system. All those anti-God powers, godless powers in the world, those so-called superpowers, they're going to oppose the system. It's nothing but inevitable.
Well, if you look at the principles that you put forth, right? So one, that the governors, the governance, and the hukuma, the authority is of Allah, right? One, which manifests itself in Wilayatul Faqih. And of course, the second one is this combination of Islamic with Republic within this framework of Islam and with the say and the consent of the people, right? That's the second one. And the third one, of course, the opposition to the oppressor and the support and the help of the oppressed. These are principles that are all against their principles,
exactly,
of the Taghuti principles, if you will, which for them it is to have authority which is non-God, right, where the human being becomes the God, quote unquote, right. And the second principle, that doesn't matter what the people say,
right?
You know, look at the yellow vest protests in France, look at the even the basic Black Lives Matter protests in the U.S.
Or the 99%
or the 99% Occupy Wall Street. Thank you. Yes, these are all showing that the people don't matter in their systems. And of course, the third, they themselves are the oppressors, and the rest of the world is the oppressed. So go ahead, continue.
So you know, the fact that this is the type of the system that Islam has envisioned, naturally, it's going to have those godless powers who are going to oppose it. Their interest is at stake.
Right.
Their very philosophy of running things and doing things is at stake.
And their base
challenged
power, greed, money, wealth, status. All
that,
this is challenged.
All that status quo is being challenged by what? By Islam. And the practical manifestation of Islam in today's time and age, the system of Wilayatul Faqih, is challenging it.
Yes.
You know, right in its face. So what do you expect? They're not going to retaliate. They're not going to spend money. Of course, they're going to throw resources at it like they did.
Right.
So if you look at the history of the Islamic Republic, it was attacked right, left, and center, right?
And this is where we talk about the reaction of the enemy to these principles.
Exactly, yeah. Because you know, yeah. This is a system that has been running for 44 years now, alhamdulillah,
yeah.
Right? And the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, very evident for the believers, right?
True.
Now, the enemy is definitely going to attack the system, right? So they're like, okay, what do? They're like, let's launch a hybrid war against the system.
Sure.
Right? This divine system.
Multi-dimensional war.
Exactly. Mm. So there are different elements to that war, from, you know, economy of the Islamic Republic and their international position of the Islamic Republic, you know, the targeting of the personalities of the Islamic Republic, the propaganda against the Islamic Republic, the lies against the Islamic Republic. They don't let any opportunity go waste, right? Mm. So they're going to attack, right? The Islamic Republic is defending itself, right? It is, you know, making sure that all of those attacks from the outside or from the inside, and we'll go into what it means when we say from the inside, you
sure,
know,
sure.
They're making sure that they're fighting those attacks, right?
Mm.
For the attacks from the outside, for example, you look at right after the inception of the Islamic Republic, as right away the system came into being, the United States of America, it conspires against the Islamic Republic because Shah was America's puppet, right?
He got
thrown away. Now, what did they do? They instigated Saddam, provided him support in Iraq to launch a war against the Islamic Republic.
Well, before the war, I know there's a subject that a lot of the Tulab and the students, they really enjoy, and that's the Den of Espionage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to talk very quickly about the Den of Espionage before we go into the eight-year war. Of course, the Den of Espionage was actually the United States America Embassy, the American Embassy in Tehran. If you'd like to talk about that before we get to the
That is another attack by the United States of America, because generally in these embassies you have to have these employees, these staff members who just process the visas and so on and so forth. But guess what? In that Den of Espionage, which was the American embassy, they had spies, the trained mercenaries who were conspiring against the Islamic Republic of Iran while they were sitting in Tehran, the capital of Iran.
Strange, yeah.
Right? So the students, you know, it's right after revolution, they went and they took the entire embassy under siege, and they sealed it, right? And they said, okay, we're going to check what was going on in there, right? So what they found was all these shredded papers of all the secret information and the plans against the Islamic Republic being made and orchestrated within that embassy.
Right.
So what did they do with these shredded
papers?
All of these Iranian students, they glued them back together.
Wow.
And guess what? It turned out to be, I don't know, 50, 60 volumes of books, right? It's a documented evidence against the United States of America's conspiracy against the Islamic Republic of Iran, rather, you know, the system of Wilayat al-Faqih, to be honest, right?
That's amazing. That's a lot of enmity to come up with volumes of this kind of information and plots that were being done against the Iranian people.
Right.
And then they have the audacity to say that we are the supporters of the Iranian people.
Yeah, it's a joke, right? Mm. Iranians laugh about it, right? Mm. When I talk to them about it. Now, you know, the second of these, you know, attacks, the external attacks, is what I was mentioning earlier.
Right, the sacred defense.
Yeah. Right, the sacred defense. Mm-hmm. 8 years of imposed war on the on the Islamic Republic of Iran
by the United States
of America through its proxy in Iraq, Saddam Hussein, who was a dictator, a cruel dictator, right?
He was savage.
They attacked Iran, and you know, 300,000 plus shuhada and martyrs, they gave their lives to defend not just their country, but the Islamic Republic of Iran, which in the words of Shahid Haj Qasem Soleimani is the haram. You know, the entire of Iran is the haram of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. It's a sanctity,
sanctuary,
that needs to be, the sanctuary needs to be defended, right? So they defended it back then, right? Mm. These are some of the external attacks, right? Mm. Media onslaught, it's iftazai.
Especially
it's like
in the recent.
Non-stop phenomena, right? For 40 plus years now.
In one of your speeches, you actually quoted the amount of financial spending that occurs by these different, whether it's BBC Persia or I don't know, Iran International, mm-hmm. Monoto, and these. Right. And I mean, it's like in the hundreds of millions of dollars,
exactly,
minimum on paper. Right. Behind right. paper, God knows how right. much money they're spending.
This propaganda, you know, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people around the world, they have realized it and they have seen it. Very blatant propaganda, mm-hmm. and not just propaganda, it's flat out lies.
Yes.
You know, somebody yes. who's still alive, they're publicizing that the
is dead, yeah.
you know, that person died. It's like, okay, how can
it's
you
ridiculous.
Do that?
It's ridiculous, yeah, it's really
so,
ridiculous.
You know, those
yeah.
things are very open and clear, right? So when we talk about these external mm-hmm. attacks, but then there are some internal attacks. What do mm-hmm. we mean by that? Mm-hmm. You know, this is where the United States of America, it saw that it cannot break Iran from outside. It cannot do enough that the system of Wilayat al-Faqih collapses.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
So what is the plan B? Plan B is to instigate internal, yes. you know, sort of a revolution in their own word, right? Mm-hmm. A conspiracy mm-hmm. against the system where the people of Iran, they themselves, they toppled mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. system, right?
So and are you talking about like color revolutions
the,
and
the
soft
Velvet Revolution,
revolutions?
If you remember yeah. back yeah. in 2010, I believe, mm-hmm. Fitna Hashtad Hasht, mm-hmm. right? Mm, they tried to do that. The Green Revolution,
right,
I think
right,
it was
the Green
called,
movement.
The Green
yeah,
Movement,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They failed.
By the way, it was very well thought out because so green, it's really amazing the amount of, I guess, research and they try so hard. So green is a color that is revered in the Islamic Republic of Iran. It's mm-hmm. something that is connected with the Sadat, or those mm-hmm. who are the descendants of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. And so they very cleverly use this color, green, for the Green Movement in the Fitna of 1388. Continue,
right.
please.
Yeah. So that failed, right? And then another example of this external attack on the Islamic Republic of Iran, that was this recent Mahsa Amini episode,
sure.
right? This girl, this lady, she died a natural death. Mm-hmm. And then the entire media focus and propaganda was to prove that the authorities in the mm-hmm. Islamic Republic of Iran, they somehow, you know, the
yeah, tortured
the
her,
police
beat her
or
to
some,
death.
Yeah.
yeah.
Now they
with
use
no proof.
That
yeah.
They use that to instigate unrest and turmoil within the Islamic Republic of Iran, which was many folds exaggerated by the media, and
sure.
and we covered that topic I think a while
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, yeah, we did. Yeah,
we
yeah.
discussed in some talk shows, and you know people can go and watch that. But this is another example of you know what they're trying to do. They're trying to break Iran from within. Right.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, mm-hmm. This economic sanctions that they're putting on the Islamic Republic of Iran, and they continue to put those sanctions, right?
Yes, yeah.
What do they aim to do? They want to instigate and compel the Iranian nation to stand up against the system of Wilayat al-Faqih.
It's interesting.
That's the ultimate goal.
Because that there is trying to break down that second principle that you brought up, which was Islamic and Republic. And this idea of Mardum Salahuddini,
right.
this popular religious government, I believe you said,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, there, like you said, via these sanctions, you starve the people to a certain extent where they will rise up against their own government. And but
yeah.
really, our hats off, or at least my, I guess, amama off, to the Iranian people for being so devout and so loyal to this system
right.
for 44 years.
Yeah,
I mean, mashallah, it's really amazing.
Too, in this last Mahsa Amini episode too, if you look at the basira and the acumen and the insight of the Iranian general population, it's just remarkable, right?
Yes, yes.
They tried to use Mahsa Amini's case that she was a lady, right? So women rights, you know, mm-hmm. there was abuse done against women.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, the second thing that they use is because she was Kurd, they're like, mm-hmm. okay, let's mm-hmm. bring in those separatist movements, you know, and create a havoc, right?
Right?
The third thing that they try to use against the Islamic Republic is that she was a Sunni, mm-hmm. right? She was Sunni Muslim, so they try to play the sectarian card to do that divide
yeah.
and, you know, conquer and start a civil war. That so this is how cunning the enemy is, right? This
right.
is how desperate the enemy is. But alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and, you know, Imam Zaman alayhi salam is actually protecting the system himself
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
inshallah, the system is going to, you know, go and evolve into the system of and dissolve into the system of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, right? So, you know, this is kind of what we're celebrating today, the 44 years of victory,
mashallah,
right? 44 years of resistance, 44 years of fighting the bullies and arrogant powers, 44 years of, you know, being strong, 44 years of relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 44 years of giving sacrifices after sacrifices after sacrifices, from their scientists to their, like, you know, policemen, right? You name it.
Yeah.
This is what we're dealing with. This is the system which continues to grow, get stronger, and in the words of Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, a system that used to be a tiny sapling now has become this strong trunk tree, right? And alhamdulillah, the enemy keeps getting disappointed, and this is how the enemy should feel. And you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, He has said, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ
Very beautiful verse, yeah.
They want to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths, but Allah will perfect His lights, although the disbelievers dislike it. This is the light of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam and his divine system that is going to rule on the earth, right? This system that we're dealing with, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the system of Wilayatul Faqih, this is the prelude to that divine system for which this verse is the atam mistaq of, right? So alhamdulillah, you know, congratulations to you once again, and jazakallah for a good discussion.
Jazakallah, thank you so much, Sheikh Ali Qumi, for speaking to us about this. Very beautiful, the principles of the Islamic Revolution and the natural reaction of the enemies of the Islamic Revolution, this divine system that we are seeing upon the earth. And of course, congratulations to you too.
Thank you.
44 beautiful years through trials and hardships, but a lot of success as well has been seen in these 44 years. And inshallah, it's only going to get better
inshallah,
with the grace of the Almighty Allah.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah khairan. And dear viewers, thank you for joining us. We were celebrating the 44th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. And congratulations to all of you as well. That's all from us here and now. Fi amanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.